Well, good afternoon. This is Bob Furring again, and we are experiencing another spectacular day in the Coachella Valley. I think between the bad weather in the other parts of the country and the spectacular weather here is that was shown on the golf tournament over the weekend, I think we're going to sell some real estate down here in the future, and that's a good thing. My guest today is Mary Solte, who is the president of the Solos Club. Excuse me. Mary, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much.
I'd like to start with just a little personal information. How long have you lived in Shadow Hills?
Lived in Shadow Hills about 4.5 years.
And where did you come here from?
Came here directly from Glendora, California.
Glendora, California.
And previous to that, I spent about 30 years on the Central Coast in the Pismo Beach area.
I see.
Originally from Chicago.
I, as a matter of fact, I am too. So I know exactly why you're here and not spending your winters in Chicago. How long have you been involved with the Solos Club?
For a little over 2 years.
And please describe it to us.
The Solos Club is basically a club designed for people who are single and are looking for, you know, companionship, someone that they can call up and go to a movie, someone that they can go out to dinner with. And it's not, the purpose is not a dating club. It's just to make friends with other singles. For example, I don't like to go to a restaurant by myself.
Right, no, but I don't think anybody does.
You know, so, you know, this way I can call up another member of Solos and say, do you want to go to the movies and maybe go out to dinner? And, you know, form some friendships of other people that are in the same circumstances.
Yeah, that's, do you have regular meetings?
Yes, we meet once a month on the third Sunday of the month at 5 o'clock in the Capistrano room.
I see.
And we do a variety of activities. We've done, you know, some just potlucks and some just hors d'oeuvres, but other times we've had like putting contests out behind the Montecito, or we did a Western dance night. And this past month we got together with Sun City Palm Desert. They sponsored a trivia night and dinner.
Do they have a Solos Club also?
Yes, they do. So we've gotten together with them a few times.
Yeah, well, that's great and doubles your potential membership. About how many people are members and attend?
We currently have about 100 members. Usually there's 30 to 40 that attend a meeting at any one time. And we have the meeting on the third Sunday of the month, but we also have what we call a mystery happy hour, the second Tuesday of the month, where a bunch of us get together at the Montecito, and one of the members has planned an outing to one of the happy hours. And so we don't know where we're going until we get to the Montecito, and then we carpool to the happy
hour.
That's great.
Well, I have read, and everybody knows, one of the biggest problems among older people is loneliness. And this is a proactive way to dealing with people. And I'm glad everybody knows about the Solos Club, because things change fast.
Oh, and they do.
One never knows when they might be interested or have a friend who would be a good candidate.
Exactly.
And to know that there's a friendly, welcoming group of people has got to be a really good thing.
Yes.
Well, okay. Are there dues?
$10 a year.
$10 a year.
Yeah.
Okay. And did I miss anything? Is there anything else?
Well, we also plan some subgroups where we're trying to do like an overnight travel group. So some of us went to the Temecula Balloon Festival, and some went to the Pageant of the Masters this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also trying to form a Solos travel group, because nobody wants to pay that single supplement that's so expensive when you travel. And this way, you can find somebody who you'd be able to share a room with.
Yeah.
And, you know, go on a cruise or go on a trip. So last year, a bunch of us went to the Northern National Parks, you know, Yellowstone, Mount Rushmore, and Arches, and that was a nice trip. And then currently the travel group is getting together and we're looking possibly at Cuba or at a river cruise. And so we're trying to do different things.
Yeah, well, that's great. So you're an active group, it sounds
like. We're trying to be.
And so that's wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to come over and tell us about your club.
Great, I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Thank you.